وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله خير حضرة مولانا سليم سام. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم، وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم، والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we share with you a story today on an eagle taking the socks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after performing wudu, wanted to put on his leather socks. So an eagle came along, took one of the socks in its mouth, and it flew away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quite surprised at this, and he was quite distressed. However, after a short while, the eagle came back, turned the sock upside down towards the ground, and a black snake fell out of it. Then the eagle presented the sock to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Messenger of Allah, the reason for this flying with the sock was that a snake was hidden inside it." And that is why one of the Mubarak Sunnah of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that every morning, or when you get out of bed and you put on your shoes, you must shake your shoes. Perhaps there is any dangerous creature in there. So now the eagle says, "This was the cause of my insulting behavior. Allah ordered me to protect you. Otherwise, I had no other duty than to be submissive and utterly respectful towards you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed his gratitude to Allah and said, "The incident, which I considered a sad affair, was actually a case of loyalty and mercy. O eagle, you carried my sock away and I became displeased. You made me sad and I considered it a case of grief." So the eagle replied, "O beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you this incident is a lesson of warning from Allah, so that you may be pleased with every verdict of Allah and consider it as a means of goodness." And that is why the Quranic ayat, you know, is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but it's better for you. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And sometimes you love something, you take a liking for it, but there's no goodness in for you. It may be shar and bad for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows and you do not know. So accept with pleasure from Allah if anything contrary to your wish takes place, that anything which outwardly appears to harm you by divine verdict, you may be certain that it is for your welfare and good. Should any calamity take place, do not become saddened, and be not grief-stricken when any loss occurs, because whatever calamity overtakes you wards off a greater calamity, and any loss occurring is to ward off a greater loss. The eagle said, "While flying in the air, I saw the snake inside the sock. This was not as a result of my own speciality. No, it was a reflection of your own light and your own blessings. And Allah, in His wisdom, kept the snake hidden from you to give a special lesson." So the first impression you would get is, how could the eagle fly away with my socks? But there was good in it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided the snake to save Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from an impending calamity. Today too in the world, you find that the Muslims are going through various trials and tribulations. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith that ajaban li amri al-mu'min, how amazing it is in the case of a believer. You know, when goodness befalls him, shakara, he makes shukr. When asabat hu darra, and when any difficulty or calamity befalls him, then fasabara, he makes sabr. So shukr and sabr, these are the two outcomes of the situations in the life of a believer. The lesson in the story is that a person should not become impatient and unduly worried when a calamity comes. Instead, one should think that it has come to ward off a greater calamity. In other words, one should always pray for safety and make plans in that direction, but be patient over any calamity that comes his way from Allah Ta'ala. The thought that it has come to ward off greater calamity is a consolation and eases the pain and suffering. So we leave our matters in the hands of Allah. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us and He is the best protector. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of having this utmost tawakkul and trust in Him. We find that in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many calamities befell the greatest of mankind, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His tooth became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. He was stoned and pelted, you know, in the valleys of Taif, and all because he was calling the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mission on this earth was that every individual must be saved from the fire of Jahannam, that he must be pleased with Allah, believe in the oneness of Allah, believe in the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was the main aim and object of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in doing so, he was banished in the valley of Abu Talib. He had to tie stones to his belly. And like I said, his tooth became shaheed and he was pelted, in spite of being the greatest human being to walk the face of this earth. In spite of that, all these difficulties came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pursued by the Christians and the Jews and the mushrikeen and the munafiqeen of that time, today too you will find that the Christians are pursuing the Muslims and the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Yahud, you know. And they are combining forces, and the mushrikeen, and of course the munafiqeen that are standing out, you know, in this whole episode that we see that is playing out in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His assistance on the Muslim Ummah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.